You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money. A third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. Former President Barack Obama will campaign for Kamala Harris in Wisconsin next week. He'll join Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz in Madison on Tuesday. Tuesday is also the first day of in-person early voting in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking at potential ways to curb artificial intelligence abuses. Sarah Ault is an ethical AI expert who serves on the legislature's AI task force. At a meeting yesterday, she sounded skeptical that licensing and professional codes could help.
Then people just go looking for places where they can work outside of that code.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs due to AI, and investing in more research. At least six Wisconsin poultry farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor suddenly closed last week. Farmers who need help can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Tammy Baldwin stopped in Wausau on her Wisconsin farm tour on Tuesday with a visit to Shu Ginseng Farms.
Probably 90% of the ginseng produced in America is produced right here in Marathon County. So this is a tariff situation that is like a double whammy in this part of the state.
She said a trade war with China started with new tariffs implemented under the Trump administration.
When you see something, for example, like steel dumping, where they're trying to undercut an entire industry, we have to fight back and protect our domestic ability to produce things we need for infrastructure and our national security.
Baldwin does not agree with the tariff proposal by Trump, which argues for massive tariffs on all products.
It's almost a sales tax on every U.S. consumer. And so I think targeted are very appropriate. It fights for American workers, but I don't think we should do the wholesale on everyone.
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell is promoting election security with an unexpected parody character, Chad Vader, Darth Vader's little brother.
Darth Vader?
Close. It is I, Chad Vader.
Oh, well, hi there. What can I do for you?
While humor and elections may not seem to go together, Wood County Clerk Trent Miner says letting people know our elections are secure and safe is what's important.
Scott runs under one party, I run on another, but when we get together as county clerks or as municipal clerks, but especially as county clerks, we get together in a room and we start talking about this stuff. There is no DNR. It is strictly, okay, we're county clerks. What's the best way we can communicate our issues, the best way to educate our population.
You can see the full PSA linked in an article by Savannah Tomei Olson on WFHR.com. This is Infection Prevention Week. At Aspirus, they're focusing on advancing infection control practices. This means breaking the cycle of infection by disrupting the chain of events that allow infections to spread. Tim Holmes is the Infection Prevention Coordinator at Aspirus. He said hand hygiene is the frontline defense against the spread of infection.
So focusing on hand hygiene and doing it correctly.
Tim said washing with soap and water is important when your hands are soiled, after eating or using the bathroom. Other times, it may be better to use hand sanitizer so you aren't drying out your skin.
You ever get it in the winter where you see like, hey, I notice that my like hands are really like red and they sting and stuff? It's because soap, what it really does is it's really good at taking oils off of a surface.
Tim said infection prevention is about making small, impactful changes that add up. The fall community bike ride is today. You can meet at 5 p.m. at the Lake Wazicha White Sands Beach in the parking lot. Everyone is encouraged to join in. This is a family-friendly event. Bring your own bike and helmet or ride a River Riders Bike Share bicycle for free. Those who attend will receive a River Riders t-shirt for free while supplies last. The Kiwanis Coats for Kids Drive is going on now in Wisconsin Rapids. You can drop off new or gently used items through November 8th. Their top needs this year include winter boots and snow pants. They also need coats, hats and scarves, gloves and mittens, or you can become a sponsor and make a monetary donation to cover the cost of cleaning used items. There are drop-off sites at the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Key Savings Bank, Lowell Center, Emmanuel Lutheran School, and Members Advantage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After Joker Foley Odu took a nosedive like no movie ever before in its second week of release and the box office down last weekend overall, Hollywood is hoping the latest comic book movie is a savior. Ticket sales last weekend were down 43% from last year, according to Deadline. That could change in the next couple weeks when the latest chapter of Venom hits the screen. Sony's Venom The Last Dance opens October 25th, and the studio is hoping for a $70 million take, which would be less than the 2 previous installments, but still an impressive opening. Horror films have made strong showings pretty much all year. How does a milk diet sound? On her Not Today Pal podcast that she hosts with fellow Soprano cast member Robert Eiler, Soprano star Jamie Lynn Sigler said she went on an 8-day whole milk diet where that's all she put into her system. She calls it a milk cleanse and says it helps rid one's system of parasites. Whole milk for 8 days? Thanks, but I'll take the tapeworm. It seems like people cannot hate the Joker sequel enough. The film has reviewed poorly with critics and audiences and a legendary screenwriter. Paul Schrader is jumping into the fray, saying he went shopping in the middle of the film. Schrader says he got so bored he went to the store and came back and watched about 10 minutes and then just left altogether. The man who wrote Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Affliction said, I don't like either of those people. I don't like them as actors. I don't like them as characters. If they came to your house, you'd slip out the back door. That's right. He hates the movie so much he'd leave his house while strangers were there. Ouch. Speaking of the Joker, the studio behind Foley Odu, Warner Brothers, says it expects to lose between $150 and $200 million on the movie. Variety reports that the film's domestic box office take will probably top out at about $65 million and about $210 million globally. Unfortunately, it costs $200 million to make and $100 million to market. That's more money than I make in a year. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Allie Redhorse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Ferrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 57. The wind southwest, 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight, clear and breezy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.